apple futures ended the week lower. Although sales by food at home retailers increased year over year since the pandemic began, total food sales remain lower. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 31st of August. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices ended the week a dollar lower in the Southern Plains at $105 a hundredweight on a live basis, $1.50 lower in Nebraska at $105, and $2 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $104 to $107. Dress trade was $2 to $3 lower at mostly $167. Through Thursday, the five-area direct weighted average steer price was $105.12 a hundredweight on a live basis, which was $1.50 lower than the previous week. The weighted average dress steer price of $166.52 was $2.59 less. Cattle futures continued to soften Friday, with follow-through pressure from the week's lower cash prices and outlook for declining wholesale beef values. Other than 25 cents higher in almost spent spot August, live cattle futures closed an average of 72 cents lower on Friday. Week to week, they closed an average of $2.38 lower, from $1.35 lower at the back to $3.65 lower toward the front. According to Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, in his weekly market comments, fed cattle prices will be under pressure during September and October before demand for beef begins to pick up, leading into holidays at the end of the year. The market will be steady to soft, he says, compared to simply declining in late summer and moving into the fall months. He adds that prices should remain above $100 and should be well supported at $102 to $103. On the upside, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, notes in his weekly market comments that data and anecdotal indications suggest the backlog of fed cattle is rapidly diminishing and may be nearly erased. Going forward, Peel says the 1 million head decrease in feedlot placements in February, March, and April suggests that front-end feedlot supplies will be relatively tight at least through September. Wholesale beef values appeared to reach their pre-Labor Day zenith last week with support from post-holiday restocking. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $3.46 higher week-to-week on Friday at $229.40 a hundredweight. Select was $5.87 higher at $214.86. Estimated total cattle slaughter for the week ending August 29th of 654,000 head was 2,000 head more than the previous week's estimate and 1,000 head more than the same time a year earlier. Year-to-date cattle slaughter is estimated at 20.99 million head, which would be 1.06 million head fewer or 4.8% less than the same time last year. Estimated beef production so far this year is 17.36 billion pounds, which is 381.2 million pounds less or 2.1% less than last year. More feedlot placements in July than expected in the recent Cattle on Feed report, and expectations for wholesale beef values to decline seasonally set the stage for lower cattle futures last week, pressuring cash fed cattle prices as well as cash calf and feeder cattle prices. Nationwide, steers and heifers sold steady to $4 a hundredweight lower, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.02 lower on Friday, from 22 cents lower at the back to $1.30 lower. Week to week, they closed an average of $4.34 lower, from $3.07 lower at the back to $5.10 lower toward the front. Griffith explains, the feeder cattle market has been on a tear since the second week of April, when the market lows were set during the peak of the coronavirus pandemic. Since April, the fall feeder cattle futures contracts have increased about $30 a hundredweight to their recent highs. However, he points out feeder cattle futures lost about $6 the last couple of weeks. According to Griffith, this price movement provides some semblance of normalcy as it relates to supply and demand of feeder cattle, and it would appear the market is attempting to find the longer-term supply and demand of feeder cattle compared to the short-run shocks that were so common this past year. given seasonal pressure and what appear to be ample calves and feeder cattle, Griffith adds that it will be difficult for prices to climb beyond their recent peak for the remainder of the year. The outlook for grain prices also applied pressure to calves and feeder cattle last week. Week to week on Friday, corn futures closed an average of 15 cents higher through the front six contracts, while soybean futures closed an average of 43 cents higher through the front six contracts. AMS analysts explain grain markets found support with dry weather, adding that soybean markets were especially strong, with traders growing concerned about dry conditions across Nebraska, Iowa, and parts of Illinois. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher on Friday. Support included the previous day's FOMC policy change, allowing inflation to run above its 2% target rate without increasing interest rates. As well, U.S. consumer spending and income in July beat trade expectations. Personal consumption expenditures increased 1.9% in July to $267.6 billion, according to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. Personal income increased 0.4% to $70.5 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 161 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 23 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 70 points. Although sales by food-at-home retailers increased year-over-year since the pandemic began, total food sales remain lower due to the decline in away-from-home food purchases, according to USDA's Economic Research Service. In 2019, before the COVID-19 pandemic, ERS analysts explain U.S. consumers, businesses, and government entities spent an average of $137.4 billion per month for food. Normal seasonal variations were present, with total food spending being the lowest in January and February and highest in May, August, and December. This same pattern existed early this year, with lower than average total food spending in January and February, but the trend continued into the spring, with spending on food falling to $105 billion in April as spending at food away from home establishments dropped to $36 billion. Those analysts say spending on food away from home rebounded in May and June, but remained below 2019 levels for those months. Total food sales rose in May and June, but were still lower than a year earlier. For perspective, total food sales were $123 billion in May of this year and $128 billion in June. For the same months last year, total food sales were $144 billion and $140 billion, respectively. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 31st of August. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.